watch the movie then. I mean, but no, the book makes a lot of sense, you know, as far as, you know, I've seen it. Jesus was a man, but they just took elements of him being immortal and elements of, you know, him already a man and put it together. And they exited, they minus all the elements that made him man, you know, as far as all the sex that he had with Mary Magdalene.
Well, I'm sure he had at least two or three children, I hear.
See, the thing is, you know...
You guys want to come closer just a little bit?
Sorry. Oh, we're recording now?
Yeah. Is it okay? Or you want me to stop?
No, I just never said a second.
If any time you want me to stop, it's okay. It's
no.
Just, you know, educational.
But you know, like, you know, the Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all these religions, you know, they all, you know, come from the same thing. Because they all have the same principles.
Yeah.
The same principles.
And the same origins, like...
Same origins.
Or similar origins. Exactly,
similar origins. And you know, it's like, they... And in some cases, try to explain, you know, the things that were going on around them that couldn't be explained at that time, you know, without science. I mean, how do you explain an exploding volcano when you don't have no science, no books, no... I mean, you can't. You know, that must be, you know, some, you know, power that's greater than us.
Biblical,
you know?
Disaster.
The sun, the moon, you know, changing. I mean, now we know, but back then they didn't know anything.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe like the flood for Moses and things like that.
Yeah.
Or the angel of death taking all the first...
Yeah, it was how long ago that they actually thought the world was flat until...
Dude, so evidently, four out of ten people still believe that the Earth, the sun revolves around the Earth. So
if you look at progression...
About the recent news.
Yeah.
So if you look at progression, you know, as we know more, as technology improves, you know, science can explain a lot of that stuff that wasn't, you know, that could have been explained back then. But, you know, so although I don't necessarily agree with religion as far as, like, you know, some of the radicals, the more, you know, Christian radicals, the Islamic radicals, you know, I do agree that they do have some good principles, you know, to live by.
Real quick, if I could ask you, even, because you mentioned the distinction between radicals and, or the essence of Christianity, what would you guys say is the... What is Jesus' main message about?
I
mean, we're not talking about, like, you know, Christian fundamentalism today, but just...
What Jesus did and what the Bible did are just two different things.
True.
Jesus was all about love and peace and the wonderfulness of it. Whereas the Bible, when Peter stuck it together, or really when he started the religion, he was a pretty angry person. I mean, he even said, "I don't know Jesus so he could live." I mean, this is a dude that had problems. And even though at the end where he found the light, that was still part of him. It wasn't that he just became he morphed into this saint of a person. You know, he still had the negative parts about him. But maybe
what is the message of Jesus about?
Jesus is about love. The Bible is not about love. Yeah. The Bible is about control. About the control of the people.
Yeah, the Bible is about control. About, you know, especially, you know, because back then, the churches had the power.
Oh, yeah.
Catholicism, you know, Christianity back then, I mean, churches were big.
Well, when you say back then, what time period?
Any time between now and when the Bible was written.
Yeah,
when was the Bible written? Just
well, okay, the Bible that what I've been able to uncover. Yeah, because the stories happen. I mean, you get the Old Testament, got the New Testament, things like that. When was it actually put into a book? I believe it was 200 years after the life of the events of the life of Jesus and the apostles.
But it was piece by piece too. But as far as the KJV, the one that's, you know, the most popular now, the English translation. I mean, that was
500,000 years ago, around there.
No, not 5,000.
That was like 1600.
That was 1600. It was 1600.
I think English, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at 21, subtract 5, what would that be?
But that's the
oh, we're going back to the math class.
That's the Bible that, you know, okay, that everybody uses. But no, the Bible is different from what Jesus, you know, taught and preached. Jesus was about passion, love, compassion, and all that stuff. So was Gandhi, so was MLK, so was Martin Luther, so was a lot of people, you know, they were about passion. The Bible is creative. It's stories, just like Greek mythology. A lot of creative stories, you know. The flood, you know, if you want to entertain your kid, you can read the flood. And the Bible is very controlling. Especially once you get to the New Testament, once you get to the seven churches, the different churches and the letters that went out, all this other stuff. Very controlling. I mean, it's almost like, you know, how government controls now.
Okay.
You know, you get people to believe certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make them break that bread.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go back on to what I'm hearing a lot is the distinction between the Bible and Jesus. I get that from that. But so Jesus is, I guess, the essence, would you guys say, is
of the Bible?
Jesus. His main essence, message is love. essence, that's what I've been hearing from both of you.
The essence
guys.
Of religion is Jesus and Jehovah, things like that. But that's not what really the Bible teaches.
Yeah, I'm saying like of Jesus himself.
I don't think they intertwine quite exactly.
No,
they're
I'm saying about Jesus himself. Like, is he about love? That's what he is.
Give that love understanding.
I think.
Okay.
Ultimately, he's about love. I mean, but ultimately, Martin Luther King was about peace and equality.
Okay.
But again, he was an adulterer as well.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised you know that. I'm surprised you know.
Let's put that in context.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus was about love and peace, and McKay was about peace and equality, and you know, and I'm sure Gandhi was about peace. You know, so yeah, they were about peace.
Now,
but they were also man. Let's not forget that.
There was more to them than just
peace
the one
and
message
love.
That they gave.
Okay,
there were multifaceted like most people.
There were men.
Okay. Because you know what? Jesus probably did not like the Jewish priests and things like that. Talking about Abraham, those kind of
things. Okay.
He probably had problems with them. He didn't hate them. He probably had different opinions.
Okay.
He did not like the Romans. Because I don't think anyone did at that point. The Romans liked the Romans. And it's basically the white people living themselves.
I'm just curious. Do you guys believe there's a God out there?
How do you believe in a God?
I believe that there is a force. Now, people call that force God. People call that force Allah. People call that force
the universe.
Frieza in Dragon Ball Z. They do call that force. But the point is, I believe there is a relevant, significant, more powerful something out there. I'm not going to say being, because it might not be a being, you know? It could be a thorough energy, I don't know. But it's something.
Consciousness or something?
Yeah, it's something.
Do you think that force or that God created the world? I'm just curious.
I think there was definitely some...
Well, based on our understanding of it, that's sort of like the end. We just talked about that.
We agreed that there was something that triggered something.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what some of the Jews believe, they do believe in their God, but they don't believe their God, you know, interferes with their daily lives at all. Whether some Christians believe every single thing that happens is God's will.
Yeah.
Some Jews, I think most Jews don't believe that at all. They believe in God, but this is the world, they do their thing, and, you know.
Okay.
I tend to stray towards that belief, that there is something out there, but he has no effect on me. And if it does, then I don't know about it, nor do I probably care. I don't like to think of it in
the interesting
general
thing you guys mentioned is, you know, there, even in the beginning, you know, I know there's a little humor, LCD, but with that also as well, there was a lot of objections towards Christianity or the Bible. Actually, a lot of the objection is moral objection. Where do you think right and wrong comes from?
I know what you're going to do. You're probably going to try to tie that back into the Bible, because mom's trying to do it to me last night. Oh, well, this is true. The thing is, before all that was written...
No, I guess if I could just share what I'm trying to go
to. Let me just illustrate one thing to you about what my objection is.
The reason why I brought that up is because, you know, we've been hearing you out for a few minutes about their various objections of Christianity. By the way, have you met Caleb before?
No,
great,
I don't.
Listening. Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay.
Let me answer one thing before we go too far. What my moral objection is, the Bible says, do as I say, not as I do. Because look at the Crusades. Look at Inquisition.
Yeah, look at the Salem witch trials.
That's on a smaller level.
I know, but
yeah, let's go back on. Oh, what's that? Okay. I don't want to defend all of what people have ever done in the name of religion.
We're talking about what the Pope did. This is the guy at the top that has his backbone to Jesus himself. But then, what should I do?
Don't forget about Hitler.
Let's just stick back to the Bible. The reason why is I don't subscribe to the Pope. Because when we do that, that's in logic is what they call an ad hominem fallacy. It's actually a straw man. It's, you know, I don't believe in the Pope. I'm not Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm not old school Puritans, or I'm not even the Spanish Inquisition in the 1400s. So I think the best thing is to stick with the Bible.
Go ahead with your original question.
Yeah, so I guess my question, what I was trying to do when I asked the question is, I heard a lot of objection against Christianity because of moral problems, the moral dilemmas you guys brought up for the last 10 or whatever minutes, 9 minutes, even before we recorded. What is the basis of right and wrong? The reason why I ask that is because I think when we measure right and wrong, we always bring a standard, a rule of morality. We always presuppose that. And obviously, our morals probably contradict. You know, are not contradict. We have different standards of rulers. But I want to go actually, sometimes I feel when I have a lot of Christian on campus Christian conversations, not Christian, you see debates about homosexuality. One side is yelling Prop 8, the other side is yelling Prop 8 and stuff like that. I think a more fruitful discussion to add more light is actually ask, what is the foundation for even our morality? And even say, what is the basis? Is it intelligible and rational to begin? So what is right and wrong based upon that?
Where do you think right or wrong comes from?
I think right or wrong comes from God.
Okay, well, we're not for the last.
But then we talked about, he made a very valuable point about a lot of people believe, especially in the Catholic and Christian community, that everything is brought by God. God gave us a shiny day. God gave us our shoes. God made me have that conversation with that woman I thought was pretty. God, we have willpower.
What's your name real quick? You too. Both of you.
If you have willpower, then everything doesn't come down from God. Everything is our decision. I walk this way not because God let me, but because I wanted to. And I think that's one of the problems I have is that, again, it's the Bible is do as I say, not as I do. And they say a lot of these things is all wonderful by God, but it's not about...
What is right and wrong based upon? I guess is where my question is.
See, and
that's, I think, is the crux of the issue.
I know, but there is no answer to that. That's like the chicken and the egg, because, okay. I mean, you know, you and my mother and my uncle say, oh, yeah, the Bible, God is truth, and that's it. That's where the bat stops. That's your exit.
I would actually say I'm going further than where your mom and dad is going. Is I'm actually going even further to say, what is the foundation for both of us to make that conversation?
But see, that's the thing. I mean, who knows? At the beginning, you know, when humans, you know, started, you know, evolving from, you know, apes or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, they became a little bit more intelligent, and all of a sudden, killing that guy became wrong. I don't know. That's the foundation for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just to say, oh, this is the foundation because something up there said.
Yeah.
That's almost like Mormonism, you know, Joseph Smith, you know, when he found, you know.
I think even if we could. By the way, if you guys want to email, I can email you guys this too. I'll just load it online for our.
Sure.
For later, just so that you know. Even if we go back, I don't think I've ever said, just even our conversation thus far, that thou shalt believe the Bible as a standard or else. I don't think my question was that. I think my question was more like, if not the Bible, then I think it is a fruitful conversation to say, what is the basis?
We can't answer that because there's not enough. I mean, you have to go back really far.
Gabriel.
You have to go back really far. And honestly, I don't know. I mean, that's like me saying, well, I don't know what's out there, but I know it's out there. I don't know where morality came into. Christianity, that's a very great foundation. I mean, I grew up in a Christian home. America, you know, was founded in Christianity. So we know where our, you know, morals come from. But there's other religions, you know, that have the same compassion, you know, principles, you know, that could bring up a good person. Who knows where all of it actually started from? I mean, was there a single point where all of a sudden morals and you know, all this stuff came from?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess in the end.
But was it Christianity? Definitely not. I can say that.
That's the thing. I find it so interesting because I guess if we were to talk about this in logic, we will call this undercutting the theater. It's self-defeating because what it is that we're saying, actually what I'm trying to say is the fact that we have no foundation to even say that this standard is wrong. There's no rational justification. Unless you want to be arbitrary.
I mean, if we want to have a psychologist conversation, then you have to have a foundation.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going psychological. I think it's the rational thing. I'm assuming we're trying to have a rational conversation, right? Unless you say no, then, I mean, that defeats the whole...
No. But again, it's like what he was portraying, his argument was, there isn't really an answer to it, because what he believes is right or wrong, that's one thing. I believe right.
What I'm trying to get to is that if we say we don't know what's the foundation, then if we say that, if we really mean we don't know the foundation, then we can't say definitely it's not the Bible, like what we just said earlier. You see that? Like you're agnostic towards it, and then you say, and then you made a claim of knowledge that it is not that.
But when you do that, you pretty much just tell the other religions that.
No, I'm just
shit,
yeah.
Essentially, that's. Excellent.
What's
happening?
No. I didn't even.
No, not directly.
Yeah,
but
I'm trying to. What I'm doing is in philosophy is called internal critique.
No,
I'm just assuming, stepping into your world, assuming everything is true in your belief, your own belief is internally incoherent. But you're saying we don't know the cause of it, but then you make a truth claim, a knowledge claim, that it's definitely not Christianity is the foundation of morals. Again, I'm not right now even defending Christianity or even making the claim.
Okay, yeah, I'm
stepping towards that. You say you're making I would not say no because I let you talk. I didn't say I suggested you there. But you suggested right or wrong is an individual opinion. Is that what it is?
I think it is. I think right and wrong is an individual thing. We sit there by, and it's like, consciously, that there's a larger morality to it. I think we're going to get to that point where Joseph, where he basically said, well, that's the promised land, I'm going to take that over. You know, those people made that city, those people lived in that city, those people, you know, had their everyday lives, and Joseph comes up and says, you know what, that's the promised land, God told me, we're going to burn this ground, and we're going to take that place for us. That's what the Bible teaches us. It really is, do as I say, not as I do. I mean, you can say there's no basis for what I believe. I mean, just by me going to church for the many years that I did as a child, just by me reading the book, just by me really going into what the history of it was.
Okay, yeah,
It's tough for me to sit there and say that there's anything really moral about the Bible outside that it's a good way to maybe live a life on the small terms. But on the higher terms, there's a big problem.
Yeah, teach you how to discover.
This is where I do feel, even in logic, you know, even as you guys are taking class here, red herring or complex question is a fallacy. For instance, someone asks, when's the last time you guys beat your wife?
Yeah, I know.
When's the last time I had a wife?
Yeah, never. Exactly. You go back to the presupposition. I would actually say the Bible never taught Joseph go to kill everyone in the promised land, and therefore we have to go do that.
He did rape all the women.
Well, David.
Okay, I would actually say if that's the case, I'll happily provide you the Bible.
What about David and Bathsheba? What about David and Bathsheba, where he's seen her taking a shower? Yeah. Oh, I want her. You go in front of mine so you can die.
If you read the scripture actually written by the actually condemns him. Actually, matter of fact, Israel split in two because of that sin. I mean, I'm saying the Bible captures sin as it is.
It condemns him, but he was still, you know, the chosen one. I mean, in all sense of the chosen one is. The kingdom split. But it's not like he was condemned to leprosy or, you know, it's not like, you know, he was turned to a pillar of salt like Lot's wife, you know?
Now, let's go back.
What about the bears?
Let's go back to even with the morality thing. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Is you said the problem is that morality must be subjective, right? Otherwise, we have this absolute, archaic, and tyrannical force that is of ill. Now, if right or wrong is subjective, that is, it's up to individual's opinion, then you have no basis to even, you pulled your rug on yourself. Any of you guys know martial arts or anything like that? No, I don't. I joined the Marines, you know, there are a lot of guys that, you know, there's very few Asian in the Marines, and they always say, like, you're Chino, you're Chinese, you must do, like, thing, right? No, I don't. Anyone can beat me up, you know. With that, I think it's funny if, you know, if you guys were to do that whole hee-haw martial arts thing, I would actually say, in the argument against me, what ended up happening is you're pulling your own rug.
Let me say one thing before we go farther with this. Let's talk about bears. Let's talk about children. Let's talk about bald head guys.
Okay.
You know exactly what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, I know the story you're talking about.
Okay, exactly. So here we talk about morality issues, and some kids come up to this bald man and say, you're bald. And what does God do? Listen. Bears to kill all the kids? Man, don't talk about bald people. Because you know what that bald person, let's have bears kill little kids. They don't get to learn their lessons. They get to become mulch at this point. They're, you know, they're a snack to a bear.
Oh, he's like
that. That's some of the things that I see in the Bible. I mean, is the Bible totally just this immoral thing about let's control stupid people? Yeah. I don't think it is. I think there are many facets to it, but I think the overall thing is that there are two different gods.
Okay, let's actually leave this out. You know, none of us are bald and also, but let's just live this out. Could I borrow your backpack just for a purpose of demonstration? Now, as a Christian, I believe stealing this is wrong because the Bible says thou shalt not kill. And by the way, yes, run over and beat me up any day if I were to steal. Let's just say I took this and I like it a lot. I'm going to keep this and steal. By the way,
that's cultural relativism. Then morals become relative to the culture, by the way.
So, but your friend here believes right and wrong as an individual opinion, yes?
Sure.
Yeah, well, my opinion
as a klepto, as a, you know, liberal, let's just say I'm a kleptomaniac, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe this is a stealing. It's a right. It's my desire. I get joy from it.
I don't think I like the road you're going down.
Yeah. No. Actually, you don't like the road.
I mean, you're throwing in so many different variables. I mean, in the beginning we were talking about Christianity, morals. Got it. But then you're throwing in, you know, kleptomania. You know.
Then you're, then moral,
we're probably going to go back to, you know, cannibalism, and you know, that's cultural relativism. What you're talking about?
You reject cultural relativism?
I do not.
You do not. But you're protesting again.
I'm not. I didn't say it was bad. I'm in different aspects, okay? I mean, nobody's perfect. But you're going down a road and you're going to try to spin it. And I know what you're trying to do. And, you know, I'm afraid I'm not that intelligent to put you down.
Let me just say what he's doing. What he's doing, he's saying that
you're spinning. I know what he's saying, but what you're doing, you're trying to spin it. You're spinning. I'm not talking about what he said. I'm just saying what he's doing.
I'll be very public about what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is to demonstrate that your basis of morality is still rational.
But I
think this is a real one, because I think in the end we have to talk about the rationality. I don't think we're
trying to make
this
barrier. You're trying to make us barrier, or dig our own graves and make us jump in it. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
The way you're arguing, there's no way to stop it. And there's no really way to avoid it, but just say, you know, goodbye. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to justify, you know, what you're saying.
You can say bye, and then next time we say hi, at least, you know.
Continue.
Yeah, if right or wrong is, this is right or wrong, and if right or wrong is subjective, it's based upon individual people, then you have no basis to condemn that prophet or the bald guy or God.
What I believe. Because like I said, if it's objective, that means I look at something as that being wrong. Yeah. A Republican might come back and say, you know what, that's right.
Yeah, then you have no basis to say he's wrong.
But the basis is my personal basis.
I'm not going to answer that because I know what you're going to say. I know. But you know, I'll humor you.
Okay.
Vanilla.
I was not humoring you.
No.
I like Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I like Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And you happen to like whatever, okay? Let's just say I don't like...
Haagen-Dazs is a brand, though, not a flavor.
Or I just said, what's your favorite ice cream?
I knew he was going there.
Now, if right or wrong is individual opinion, then we basically we collapse.
But I'm not saying you're wrong.
To nothing more than...
But that's the thing. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I would not choose that notion of it. Because if you're saying that there's a right and wrong, that means there's a yes and a no.
So can we,
the problem is everything is middle, gray area.
So would you say then that the prophet and the kids that lost their life is not wrong? Would you say
I think it is wrong.
Okay. But then you see a contradiction.
I think it is, but...
You say my opinion is not wrong.
Because the children are... According to what everyone says, is that we have
government. Yeah. I love that what you said. That what do you say is a trap? Because I think you caught
the
on.
The trap is because the kids were being yelled at by the little kids.
No, you're onto something, Gabriel. You're onto something.
Listen, you know.
Because I think you captured it when you were reacting. I think you captured it. You know, Gabriel, you captured it beautifully. I think what your reaction to is that right and wrong cannot be individual opinion. Because if it is, then it's something more. When you say you like, you know, peanut butter ice cream, and I like, you know, Haagen-Dazs or whatever else, that's your opinion.
But it's not a right or wrong answer.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer.
It's a gray
which
area.
Means that you undercut yourself. You're undercutting your feeder. You have no basis to say that the guy is wrong. You have no basis to say that he's wrong, right?
Again, the basis is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
My personal opinion is based on my willpower that I suppose that God gave me.
My personal opinion, just for the sake of the conversation, as a kleptomania, it's okay to steal.
Yeah, and that may be right for you. The right answer for me at that point was run after you and jump you. Yeah. That's the right answer for me. See, the thing is,
I don't think there are any...
If you want to go into the business, there are no wrong answers. They're just regret at the end. Yeah. I mean, we can say that too.
Okay.
And at the end of the day... There is no right.
You heard what he said earlier, like he'll just jump you. And I know it's for a conversation, but anytime you want me to have this back, I'll give it back to you. The reason I do that is because I believe there's a good guy.
Yeah.
Even though if you don't see it, I should never steal from you because it's already there. That's my basis. You can make fun of it, but I'm
problem with God's
now, going back on, if you kind of appeal to a might makes right, like, oh, okay, then it's individual pain. The way we resolve it is, if I were to walk away, then you jump me and beat me up pretty badly. And I'll probably lose. Now, do you think the basis in right or wrong is always might makes right, people? Do you believe that?
Might makes right?
Like, just strength alone makes it right.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that's the case, right?
Might makes right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just trying to see if there's some, like, underlying question there, so I don't want to follow.
Yeah, you're talking about definite answers versus situational answers. Now, definite is, this is a piece of wood. That's definite, right? It doesn't fly because it's dropping. See, there are no definite answers.
Is me stealing this bag ever wrong? yeah. this case. As who I am, as a guy that's, you know...
Because even if you can justify it to yourself, if another person sees it as
so, let me get this straight. You think there's no such thing as definite knowledge when
no,
it comes to knowledge?
No, I don't. But that one comes...
Is that the same thing as...
That one comes to moralities. Not when it comes down to morality. I think
okay. If that's the case, then you have no basis to definitely argue rationally to get this back.
Sure.
You realize
because
it's
this
you
belong to me.
Yeah.
And even though you may hold it,
right.
You do not belong to me.
You're spinning yourself.
I know I am.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
See, the problem I'm having in this conversation
way,
now, hold on before
is it
go
true that your backpack really belongs to you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why would you even dispute that? Now, my personal opinion is this is now mine. As a kleptomaniac, not as Jimmy Lee.
Well, I bet you I can say my name's in there somewhere.
Okay.
Is your name in there somewhere? Yeah. I bet you
can we move on from
this? Is it true that your name's in there? Is it true that the name in there is your name?
I'm trying to say definite versus not definite.
Now, Gabriel,
but
Gabriel,
I'm not saying
want to
that.
Move on to the conversation. But the reason why is because this is the irrationality of just subjectivism. Would you? I'm happy for that. I'm not tonight. If you don't say you're a Christian, I'm okay with that. I just want to put at least rocks in our, you know, shoes to think about.
I think if you want to convert people, then you cannot have a straight. This is what it is,
okay.
Because unless you've seen him, which no one has, that book hasn't even seen.
Well, there's several people
there's,
that.
There's
yeah, so,
no way
okay,
to know.
So do you believe that the only way you know God
well,
is?
Well, belief is not
him?
Facts. Okay, now we're going to get to the reality.
Okay.
Belief is never
what is belief?
Facts.
What is belief?
Belief is, I think it is, therefore it is so. The sky is blue because I believe it is.
What,
the ground
what
is hard
what
because
is
it
that?
Is. But I can tell you right now, this ground is not hard. It's not solid. I
what
can
is,
tell
what
you.
Is fact? What is fact? Could you define fact real quick?
Fact is something that can be proven scientifically.
Okay. What is? How do you prove things scientifically?
Yeah,
what is the criteria? What is the criteria?
By testing it.
Yeah.
By saying, hey, this is
okay.
something that is, this is something that is, this is something that is true. That's how you do it.
But
if you say that there's something true,
okay.
This conversation
the scientific
is
method, the scientific method is two steps. The Pascal's way is, one is empirical. That is, you know, you verify by your five senses.
That's
you know,
yeah.
Test.
Yeah.
And
you
also you repeat, it's demonstrable again and again. So by that definition, I would actually say, is
this
that
is,
true?
Let's just say, what are you really trying to do here other than to confuse the situation
yeah.
and say...
Fell into the trap, man. See? That's why I stopped talking. Because he pulled you into the trap.
You know, I don't have no hidden agenda. The reason what I'm trying to do...
Don't you?
Is, no.
Don't you have a hidden... But the Bible, what does the Bible teach you? Isn't that the hidden agenda?
No. My agenda is straight up clean. Is this. Is I want people at least to think about the basis for why they rule away Christianity. That's what it is. I think oftentimes is... Christianity, one time a friend of mine, you know, who's a non-believer, said Christianity to him is just so annoying. It's like a mosquito. And, you know, we all want to kill the mosquito. It's annoying, whatever else. But I submit that the way most people try to get rid of Christianity is like a crazy guy with a shotgun. He shoots a mosquito but ends up destroying a lot more things that are precious than actually what it is. What I'm trying to do is just at least put some rocks in your shoes or point out the rocks in your shoes and realize, hey, there's some things that are tension, rational tension, what you believe. Now, if tonight you don't think
you
convert, that's okay.
You know,
I'm fine with that.
But, you know...
That's my agenda.
I think what I see here. I think you're right, and I think we're right. And I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to make me doubt what
I'm saying.
He made
you run around circles.
No, because I've had this conversation with dozens and dozens of people.
If you take a speech class or a rhetoric class,
but you guys believe opposite things.
My background
yeah.
is philosophy. Just FYI a little bit. I'm actually a pastor of a church, so I did spend a long time in language. But as a
but you know how to talk and you know how to argue with people.
Okay. I would actually say the reason it's philosophy. It's secular philosophy
yeah.
from the ESPAC or UCLA. That's where my undergrad was at.
That's
before that. But
you
that,
did a very good job.
But by the way, if I could say one thing, Gabriel, to me, I don't want to say it's my knowledge. I actually think there's objective truth here. I don't want this to say, okay, just because of education. Listen, you guys are pretty bright. You, Gabriel, are tracking the argument pretty bright. I don't doubt you guys here are bright. I don't doubt that at all. But I think what you guys, the issue is the fact that, of what you guys believe. Actually, I think you guys are bright. The reason why I think that is because you guys have some presupposition, and you guys are trying to take it to logical conclusion, and I'm just trying to say, you guys are pulling your own rug. You guys are self-defeating yourself. And I see you guys are bright because you guys are
sure.
trying to live that out.
I mean,
and I'm just trying to say that this is actually, I think this is a problem. It's in the end of rejecting Christian, in the end of destroying yourself. But you know what? I'll let you guys have the last say. I know we've been moving away a little bit. I'll let you guys have the last say. I don't want to... I have a preacher's mouth. I could go on forever.
I know.
You
just,
can go, and then I'll let you...
I think in the end, the problem with this conversation is that they're saying that there is. And what I'm going to always say is that there's always a maybe or an if, which is the gray area. Because, like I said, unless you've seen him, I don't think you have. If you did...
Yeah, no, I have not.
Then... You can't prove there is. You can only say, I believe he is, I have faith he is. And that's part of one of the problems I have with the religion. Is not only is it some invisible force we're supposed to subscribe to and say this is, when there's no proof around it. I mean, all of this stuff can be scientifically proven based on everything else. The one thing that can't be proven is God. They can say, well, it's proven this way, but it's all just subjective. I mean, I've seen sermons on it. I was a practicing Catholic for almost 15 years of my life, and I just realized the book is not exactly what it is. I mean, not only are there only five or so Jesus lieutenants that wrote into it, I thought there are 12. I mean, not even, you know, Thomas the Doubter is in it. I mean, you have freaking... in my opinion, there are problems with it. You can always say your opinion is based on psychology, and we can go around in a circle, and there's never going to be an answer, because you're not proving anything. The only thing you're doing is you're reacting to my situation, which is what is why we're spinning around. I mean, I don't really know what you're trying to prove. You're not trying to make me
You're saying
more Catholic, Christian, whatever, Jesus Christ, what does it matter? I mean, the 50 million things that there are, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're just trying to say you're wrong, and this is why you're wrong, because I'm using your words in a twisted manner that are not what I said, but you're saying it in a very cool and scientific way. That's the problem.
Gabriel, your last thing?
You know, first of all, I just want to say, you know, I thought it was great how you kind of, you know, baited us in, you know, and then we kind of went off on tangents with our passion instead of being totally logical, and all of a sudden, yeah, you had us chasing ourselves there for a minute. That was great. You know, religion, I mean, ultimately, I guess, Christianity, I mean, it could be a great guide as far as morals, you know, thou shalt not kill, still, got it. You know, nobody's going to argue that. I mean, those are the morals that America was based on. You know, but... I mean, you see the way, you know, things are progressing. You know, I'm not Christian. I don't have an issue with homosexuality. But the Bible does. And it's implicitly in Leviticus, it says, thou shalt not lie with another. It says that, you know. So nobody can say, oh, well, the Bible doesn't say it. Or the Bible's vague about it. No, the Bible does say.
Probably because of the Romans.
And Leviticus, the Bible does say that. But I don't really put that much stake in the Bible. So I can. But the thing is, it's like, I mean, I think eventually it comes down to who knows. I mean, we know that there is some moral truth out there, you know, depending on where you go. I mean, if you go to any of the, you know, modernized countries, America, England, you know, Japan, even Russia, there is some universal truth, you know, basic things that are right, basic things that are wrong, that everybody accepts. But then you go to places like, I don't know, you know, some places in Afghanistan, you know, some places in, you know, South America, Africa, where they don't necessarily believe the same things. I simply believe that, you know, as humanity progresses...
I'm going to move on here.
Yeah.
I have something to ask.
As humanity progresses and, you know, we become more integrated with each other, then there is going to be a single universal truth. Now, I know it's going to be down the road that there will be universal truth, but as far as where it came from, I don't know. And, you know, and I know you pulled us in that way, you know, yeah, I mean, arguments did become irrational at one point, you know, because we're trying to justify this. But I don't know, he doesn't know. I mean, we accept that we don't know, but you believe in your God, and then, you know.
We believe you do know.
You believe you do know. So that's, I guess, what it is. I mean, agree to disagree.
Okay.
That's why you should never argue philosophy. I'm not going to get anywhere, really.
Okay, I'll just end it here.